Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rich Allen is here. Rich is a new friend, and we got a lot to talk about with Rich. He's the author of a new book called The Ultimate Business Tune-Up. He was a good corporate employee for a number of years, and now he's left the dark side and come over to the where the sunshine is pretty bright and purifying. And he and I share one thing in common for sure. We're both Rotarians, so I know he's proud of that. I am too. And he is here to talk to us about something really important. Rich Allen, welcome to the show.
Jim, glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. And Rich, and congratulations, by the way, on your book. When I started doing my show back in the late 90s, the statistics showed that 50% of businesses failed in 5 years. The most recent numbers I've seen out of SBA is that mortality rate has increased by about 20%. It's now 50% in 4 years. And
right.
You think you know why. What do you think?
Well, you know, I do think I understand it now that I've been working with folks in that space for a long time, and I now am one, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think, Jim, that the biggest issue facing small business owners today is one of focus. It's the idea of whether they spend their time focusing on the things that matter most to their success, or whether they get wrapped up in the day-to-day details that take them nowhere, but simply help them survive the day.
But isn't that understandable? Since they're awash in those things, and those are the loudest dogs barking and the meanest alligators biting them.
Sure, it totally is understanding, but it's not necessarily necessary.
Yeah,
and there are ways around it. There are ways to deal with it, but in the absence of knowing how you're going to do that or what you're going to do, every day just simply becomes another day in the battlefield. And you don't make any progress getting towards your ultimate goal or the dream for why you started the business in the first place.
One of the things that I talk about on the show as much as I can is try to help small business owners realize that there's a job in their business that may be going unfilled, and that's the job of the CEO. And I'm not sure, but I think what you're talking about is you're saying to them, okay, I know you got to manage your business, but this focus thing you're talking about, Rich, that's a lot of that is the job of the CEO, isn't it, to keep the business focused?
No, that's absolutely right. And I do agree that many business owners believe that their primary responsibility is to either bill or generate new clients to actually bring revenue into the business, when I'd say that you ought to have people that do that, but you've got to focus your time on where the business is going, making sure you're bringing in the right people, having the right processes in place, and separating yourself from everybody else who's competing with you in that space.
Well, see, that's exactly, and I've said for a long time that the CEO of a small business, the job of as CEO of a small business is the hardest CEO job in the world. It's harder than Exxon, it's harder than IBM, it's harder than GM, because those guys have plenty of people to help them.
Absolutely.
And what you're talking about, the reason I think people have a hard time transitioning, I don't think anybody can really start out and run a business the first year or two you got to get into the details. You probably don't have enough help. You probably may not have any help, as I did the first couple of years, and so you're the manager, the CEO, and the grunt, right? But
yeah,
when you get your business to a certain level, isn't that the hard part? Okay, now I've got some help. There's no red flag that comes up and says, okay, now it's time to be the CEO for a while.
No, there's no indication of it. But Jim, here's what I think happens to many, and this happened. The reason I'm so passionate about this is what happened to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a small business owner for his entire life, but he was the best at his trade, and so because he was the best at his trade, that's what he did because that's what he knew. And what I find today is that business owners that actually are the best at running a business happen to be in a business that they don't know much about, which means they can't do the service or do the technician work in the business. They spend their time running the business.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives them an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Those who can do it. They default to do it. Nobody can do it as good as they do. So they always step in to be the hero.
Well, they did it first. They did it first.
That's exactly
how
they got successful.
Every job in my company that I have an employee doing right now, I did it. I was the first person to do it. I either trained that person or the person who trained them.
That's exactly.
And so it was becoming a delegator. Isn't that one of the first keys to
that most of them have is that because they can do that, they're hesitant then to bring somebody on, or they don't have a very good process to vet and to hire new people.
Right.
So as a result, if they hire somebody that doesn't work, they say, forget it, I'll do it myself.
Right, right, exactly.
And they get stuck, and they just churn.
So
there's nothing worse.
Right, exactly. So tell me, what is it? What would be the first step that you would have them do?
Well, you know, Jim, what I did is, you know, in running a business myself, which is kind of how I came to this idea, was I was trying to communicate to people that were in the business how a business actually works. And to some, it seems very complicated. But it hit me that a business actually works a lot like a bicycle. And so I use a bicycle as a metaphor for a business because we all know how to ride a bike.
Right.
And we all know how a bike works. So all I've done is simply taken each component of a bike and related it to the
mm-hmm.
to the related component of a business. And it's amazing how they go hand in hand.
Let's get into some of those parts. I've taken a few bicycles apart and put them back together in my life. Let's get into those parts when we come back after these messages. Rich, I need your website, please, and how to find the book.
Right. You can find it at ultimatebusinesstuneup, one word, .com.
All right. So check that out. Rich Allen, ladies and gentlemen, is our new friend, and he and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.